Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Life is a gamble, all along.
Winners or losers, you keep rolling on. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kita Spak is our guest. Let me spell her last name for you. S-Z-P-A-K. Kita with a K. Spak is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, author of The Simple Life, Shiny Objects Not Required. Kita, thanks again for being here. We're talking about kind of finding some kind of balance during the holidays. You know, Kita, raising my kids to receive with all the grandparents and everything, I spent a number of years in retail way back, and that'll ruin you for Christmas. Retail will. And retailers are nodding their heads all over the place right now. And then my kids came along, and they were showered with all the gifts from all the grandparents and everything. It just really bugged me that they were getting stuff that they didn't need, and I had a hard time dealing with that, getting the grandparents to behave themselves, and basically failed at it. But once they got older, that's when I started saying, hey guys, what's the real reason for all this? Is it for us to get more stuff, or is it for us to pay attention to people who maybe are in have greater needs than we do? What do you think, Kita?
Well, I agree with you completely, Jim.
If that makes me a Scrooge, then so be it. I'll take it.
I don't think it's a Scrooge. When you think of this idea of focusing on the true meaning of Christmas, no one is going to point a finger at you if you are kind to them. No one's going to point a finger at you if you're going to be volunteering. Above all, the biggest present I think any of us can give each other is time. It's our time and attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the conversation rather than pulling out your iPhone or your iPad. I think that is the biggest sense of respect and confirmation that we feel highly about the other person we're speaking with, is we have a total attention on them and what they are saying to us at the time. The other thing that I've done with my kids who are older, instead of presents, is I've maybe said, "All right, let's. I'm going to take you all out for dinner in the new year," and that becomes the present.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than some kind of material good, because I feel, and this is something for maybe listeners to think about, rather than having some object, think of an event, think of an initiative,
build a memory,
think of an outing that will really make them feel good, so that the experience of that outing becomes the memory, rather than the present that they forgot about that so-and-so gave them.
Mm-hmm.
You see the reason, the difference here.
Right.
Yeah.
No question. In fact, my kids, it's hard to buy for a man a lot of times, especially, when your kids are grown and their dads, they don't know what to do. You don't exactly know what to get the old man, And so I told him, I said, you know what I'd like? I don't want you to give me anything. I want you to spend a day with me. One day a year, just spend a day with me. And they don't have to be all day. It could be a half a day. But let's just set aside some time and we'll go do nothing.
You bet.
And we've done that to some degree. It hasn't been, and I have to say, it hasn't been perfect, but it's, let me put it this way, not buying dad a present, that's still working, but the time thing doesn't always work, but we're working on that.
Right, and the thing is, as we both know, and listeners out there know, these things are not automatic. There are built-in traditions,
wow,
and rituals and habits.
It takes a long time. It takes a lot to turn these things,
yeah,
around.
And the whole thing is, it begins with you. It begins,
yeah,
how you perceive yourself at Christmas, and then based on that change you desire, the change will come to others as they see you.
Well, and you said something in the previous segment, Kita, that I think is really important. If this is really who you are, If this is really what you feel, how you feel about this, don't be afraid to say it and stick to it. You might be surprised how many other people will agree with you.
That's right. You may be pleasantly surprised. Maybe somebody else is already fed up with the fact that the presents don't even fit under the tree because there's so many. And lo and behold, you mentioned something, and somebody else goes, oh, yeah, I was thinking about that, too. Mm-hmm. It's almost embarrassing, the number of presents or the number of, candies. Whatever the aspect is that seems to be over the top,
mm-hmm.
all that can be scaled back.
Well, and also, you know, folks, I know you're doing it, and I know how you are, especially small business owners. I know what you're doing. You're helping your employees. But let's all make a little extra effort to look around the community to see who else can use some help and do what we can. Even if that's, you know, I'll tell you something else, Keita. I know people who don't do a lot of giving. You know what I do? I find them somebody to give to. They're friends of mine. I say, hey, I need some help over here. Write me a check. I can write me a check. I say, I need to make this check out to this church, and they're going to give it to these people. And they'll say, oh, okay, that's good. I'll go get a check from them.
Yeah, it's like being an indirect Santa.
That's exactly right. Hey, Keita, I need your website one more time, please.
Yeah, KeitaSzpak.com, all one word, KeitaSzpak.com. Thanks
Keita,
so much, Dick.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Take care of yourself. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Yeah, all my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Keita Szpak, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.